So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf mentioned the machlekes regarding oila sa'if, shasa lamata kemaisa chatas l'shem chatas. If an oila sa'if was done completely like a chatas, and it was also intended for a chatas, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, moilim ba. Shua Omer, ein moilim ba. Rabbi Eliezer holds there is an issa me'ila on its meat. Rabbi Shua holds there is no issa me'ila on its meat. And Rashi explains. Rabbi Eliezer holds moilim ba because the ha'oilahi, the shas heto l'kahanim ein ba, u mihaitzi me'milasa. Since the carbon is an oila whose meat must be burned on the mizbeach, there's no heter achila, and therefore the issa me'ila was not removed. While Rabbi Shua holds ein moilim ba because the kibin neshina shmo, maseo, makoimu, l'shem chatas, nasas chatas. Since the oila sa'if was done completely like a chatas, the oila sa'if converts into a chatas sa'if. And since there is a heter achila kahanim for a chatas sa'if, the issa me'ila was removed. Rashi's explanation of the machlekes is according to the maskanas ha'gemara. However, initially, Rabbi Eliezer assumed that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the carbon remains an oila sa'if, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer posed the following two questions as cited in the Mishnah. Uma im chatas she'im moilim ba lishma, kishashine shema moilim ba. If in a chatas lishma, where there is no me'ila because there is a heter l'kahanim, nevertheless, in a chatas shalei lishma there is me'ila because there is no heter l'kahanim, then oila she'moilim ba lishma, kishashine shema ein adin she'im lu ba. If in an oila lishma there is me'ila because there is no heter l'kahanim, then in an oila shalei lishma certainly there ought to be me'ila because here too there's no heter l'kahanim. To which Rabbi Shua responded, loy, im amarta b'chata shashine shema l'shem oila, shekein shine shema l'dabar shiesh by me'ila, perhaps only in a chata shalei lishma there is me'ila because it was done l'shem oila for which there is me'ila. However, taima ba'ila shashine shema l'shem chatas, shekein shine shema l'dabar shein by me'ila. And in oila shalei lishma, there is no me'ila because it was done l'shem chatas, for which there is no me'ila. Then Rabbi Eliezer asked, v'arikach ikachim sheshachtim b'dar, v'shachtim l'shem kachim kalim yechichu, shekein shine shmam l'dav v'sheim b'me'ila u'mo'ilim hen. If in kachim kachim that were shechted in the wrong place, b'dar, there is me'ila, even though they were shechted l'shem kachim kalim, for which there is no me'ila, then af ata al titma ala oila, af api sheshine shmam l'dav v'sheim b'me'ila sheim l'ba. An oila sa'if whose malika was in the wrong place, lamata, there ought to be me'ila, even though it was l'shem chatas, for which there is no me'ila. To which Rabbi Shua responded, loy, im amarta b'kachim kachim sheshachtim b'darm, v'shachtim l'shem kachim kalim shekein shineh shmam l'davar shesh be'isa b'heter. Perhaps only regarding kachim kachim that were l'shem kachim kalim, there is me'ila, because even in kachim kalim there is me'ila partially on the imurim that are burned on the mizbeach. Taimer ba'ila sheshineh shmam l'davar shekuli heter. While for an oila sa'if that was done l'shem chata sa'if, there is no me'ila at all, because in the chata sa'if there is no me'ila at all, and all the meat is consumed by the kahanim. The Gemara concludes, however, that Rabbi Eliezer was aware of Rabbi Yeshua's true reasoning, which is as follows. Oila sa'if shasa lamata, kamaisa chatas l'shem chatas, kivin shemalik basimen echad, nimsheches v'nasas chata sa'if. If an oila sa'if was done completely like a chata sa'if and intended for a chata sa'if, the oila converts into a chata sa'if after the malika of the first siman, because as the Gemara explains, kiven daha achshir b'siman echad v'achshir b'shnei siman. In a chata sa'if, the malika is complete after the kohen cuts one siman, while in an oila sa'if, the malika is complete only after he cuts two simanim, the malika. Therefore, kiven the malik b'siman echad nimshechas v'nasas chata sa'if. If in the oila sa'if he did malika on one siman and it was lamata, since at this point a malika's oila sa'if is not complete, the psul of oila sa'if lamata does not yet take effect. And since the malika was done entirely like a chatas in both siman echad and lamata, the oila sa'if converts into a chatas sa'if immediately after the first siman, before the psul of oila sa'if lamata can take effect after the second siman. However, regarding chatas sa'if shasa lamala, kamaisa oila shem oila, if a chatas sa'if was done in its entirety l'shem oila, the chatas sa'if becomes pasal, and it does not convert into an oila sa'if, because mechi malak basimen echad ifsala, ki hadu malak bidach simen, heich mamshach avavi oila sa'if. If in a chatas sa'if he did malika in one simen and it was l'shem oila, since at this point the malika's chatas sa'if was already complete, and it was not at all done like an oila, because even malika's chatas sa'if can be done lamala, therefore, the psul of chatas sa'if shalei lishma takes effect immediately after the first siman, before the chatas sa'if was able to convert to an oila sa'if after the second siman. The Gemara now proceeds with a discussion of Bishua's opinion of oila sa'if shasa lamata kamaisa chatas l'shem chatas, kimi shemalik basiman echad imshechas v'nasas chatas sa'if. The Gemara initially assumes that Bishua's opinion applies even regarding lemesik le'lechayba. Nimshechas v'nasas chatas sa'if converts the oila sa'if to a chatas sa'if completely, even to fulfill the owner's obligation for a chatas sa'if. Therefore, the Gemara proceeds to question Rabbi Yeshua from three Mishnayos in Masechtas Kinin and Perek Gimel. In Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah discusses the following case: Chatas lezu va'oila lezu. Two women, Rachel and Leah, bore a kin. two birds together and designated one bird as a chatas sa'if for Rachel and the other bird as an oila sa'if for Leah. Asa shtein lamalo, shtein lamato, mechza kasher, mechza pasal. If the kohen erred and brought both kabanas, lamalo for an oila, or both lamata for a chatas, one carbon is kasher while the other is pasal. Achas lamalo v'achas lamato, shtein pesulis. If the kohen mixed up the two birds and brought one bird lamalo for an oila and one bird lamata for a chatas, but he does not know which one, both kabanas are pasal and both women require new kabanas because shani oimer chatas karva lamala, the oila karva lamata. Perhaps both kabanas were in the wrong place, the chatas was lamala and the oila was lamata. This is the Mishnah. And the Gemara asks, according to Bishua, why does Rachel require another chata sa'if? Either way, her obligation was fulfilled, because even if the oila sa'if was done lamata, since it was done completely like a chata sa'if, it converts into a chata sa'if to fulfill her obligation. The Gemara answers, Emer damer Bishua b'chat gavra, betray gavra mi'amar? Bishua said that an oila sa'if can convert to a chata sa'if only for its owner, but the oila sa'if of Leah cannot become a chata sa'if for Rachel. The Gemara proceeds with the next Mishnah Dalet. Chatas v'oila ustuma umufureshes. If two women bought three kinim, six birds, because one needed two oilas and one chatas, while the other needed two chatois and one oila. And in the first kin, they specified both the name of the carbon and the specific owner, chatas for Rachel and oila for Leah. In the second kin, they didn't specify any, not the carbon and not the owner, while in the third kin, they specified only the carbon, a chatas and an oila, but not the specific owner. Halacha is as follows. Asa kulun lamala, kulun lamata, mechza kasher, mechza pasal. However, chetzin lamala v'chetzin lamata, in ekshere el estuma u'mischalek is beinein. If the kohen mixed up the birds and brought three birds lamala for an oila and three birds lamata for chatas, only the kain that was not specified is kasher and fulfills one obligation of each woman, while the other two kainim are pasal, and therefore each woman requires two new karbanas. The Gemara asks, according to Bishua, why do they require two birds to replace the third kain whose karbanis was specified? Either way, the obligation of both women for chata sa'if was fulfilled because since the owners were not specified, if the oila sa'if was done lamata for chata sa'if, it converts into a chata sa'if, and therefore they should each require only one bird for the oila sa'if. And we cannot say that Ha Delay Krib Yeshua, the Mishnah Masechtas Kingdom, disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua and holds we do not say Nimshechas, because Masechtas Kingdom is Rabbi Yeshua, as the following Mishnah Vav concludes with Rabbi Yeshua. There the Gemara concludes, Eimadam Rabbi Yeshua la afuka mide me'ila, la mesikle la chayva me'amar. Rabbi Yeshua only holds that Nimshechas Meneses Chata Sa'if, the Oila Sa'if converts to a Chata Sa'if only to remove the Isser Me'ila from the Oila Sa'if. But the Oila Sa'if does not convert into a Chata Sa'if completely to fulfill the owner's obligation for a Chata Sa'if.